This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Candy, who's joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
So, the Good Vibe Tribe is here when we feel like there's something going on in somebody's life that needs to be celebrated, or there's somebody that needs our help, needs a hug from us. And I feel like, Candy, that's where you are. There's been a lot going on in your life recently. You're retired. You had to have knee surgery. There was some deaths in the immediate family that were very difficult to deal with. And then on top of all of this, you now have Copper, your dog, who is sick with cancer. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what's going on with Copper and how can we help?
So Copper he's a 9-year-old mountain cur. We rescued him. He was 4 months. He's been with us his entire life. He's always had these tumors over his body, but we've always been able to get them checked and they've been okay. But this one in August came back and it's cancerous. And it's been growing. And normally, under normal circumstances, we would have taken care of. But like you mentioned, I had a car accident in August. I had 2 deaths in the family. And now I'm actually laid up with double knee surgery replacement. And I've been trying to work very hard to get the funds together, but the funds are not there. So we created a GoFundMe page in prayers that we can get this tumor excised because he is... Otherwise, he's healthy. If we can remove this tumor, he can live another 7, 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, 9 years is not long enough to have a dog. He needs those other years.
I know. My baby, I'm like laid up right now. I'm in bed, and he's like right next to me, and
they
I'm like
angels.
Yes.
I would spend any amount of money for my dog if it came down to it. Like emotionally and mentally, with all of this, that's when it rains, it pours. That's a lot on your plate.
For the longest, so on August 6th, my son's dad passed away. And August 13th, my son was going home from his dad's funeral to find out that his partner was found deceased and he succumbed to a diabetic seizure. And so I was a mess. My son was a mess. And I kept thinking, oh, my Lord, who did I piss off? You know, oh, my God, you know, I try to do good for others. So someday something will come back. And then... But then now I'm like to the point where I just want to start. I'm retired, but I started to doing Lyft and Uber so that I can raise, you know, extra money and have some backup and something. And I just want to go out driving. I'm antsy. I'm like, and then every time he comes next to me and I feel the bump, I feel the tumor, I just want to cry again.
Mm. There's a GoFundMe page that Candy has set up, and we're going to share it. We're going to put it up on all of our social media. We'll put it up on our podcast. If you want to text us here in the studio, 617-931-1234, we'll just text you back a direct link. I see the goal is $5,000.
Yeah, the surgery, the estimate for the surgery is between $3,000 and $5,000.
And you've raised about $280, so we have a very long way to go.
We do.
Yes.
Candy needs her angel Copper with her throughout her rehab, so let's get together.
I definitely do.
I love.
Thank you so much, you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Of course, I'm reading here on the GoFundMe. It says, my mom, Candy, is retired, but she's been trying to raise the funds for my surgery. But she has health problems of her own and can't move too well. He wrote a wonderful story
he
about
really
you, Copper
D's. And I'm here for
all
it.
All that without thumbs.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, again, if you want to help out Candy and her dog, Copper, text us here in the studio right now, 617-931-1234. We would love it if you could help out Candy. It's been a tough year, but I'm impressed by the positivity that is coming out of your voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In spite of everything that has happened this year, it sounds like it's been a tough year. But I can feel the good vibes are coming your way, and I think people are going to come through in a big way for you today.
Amen to that. Thank you so much. You guys are amazing.
Well, you and Copper are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
That's right.
I listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys. Oh, my God. And, you know, as a Lyft driver, I'm in my car most of the day. And for the first year that I did it, I could not figure out what radio station to get onto. And then I found you guys, and I have not changed it once.
No. Well, thank you.
We're sending you all the best.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you for sharing the story.
We'll talk to you soon, Candy.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
And if there's something going on in your life like it is with Candy, we're here for you. We want to hear about it. We want to share your story, the good vibes, at 617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text us here in the studio at 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. That's the number to call us here in the studio. We'd love to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. How about you, Kennedy?
Well, so like Friday, I had my fourth radiation appointment. I met with my doctor. She said everything's going great. So we love to hear it.
Yep.
And then we did nothing, which was fantastic.
Kennedy's sister was in town. Yeah. She go with you to your appointment?
No. I dropped her off and then went.
Okay.
Because she was tired from getting up to come in here in the morning. And I don't blame her. And then on Saturday, we went to Gannis Arena to see the Shorzy Fall Classic, which was a hockey game of these guys in a TV show called Shorzy against a bunch of Boston Bruins alum. It was awesome.
Right.
Ran into people I haven't seen in forever.
Mm-hmm. I saw you ran into our old producer, Mike Went. Mike.
We did. And had the cutest shirts made from our girl Melda Clothing. And it was just really fun. We had a great time. And then Sunday.
Who won the game?
I have no idea. We didn't say the end. And then it doesn't matter.
Did you meet any of the celebrities from the TV show?
Oh, no.
No?
No, because I didn't get like the VIP tickets because I forgot. Like, mm-hmm. I bought them the second they went on sale just so I could have tickets, but the VIP wasn't available yet. And then I forgot when it went on sale. Blah, 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 blah. So anyway, it's fine.
How many people would you say were there?
I'd say it was...
Like half full? Two-thirds full?
More than three-quarters full, yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
For a Canadian TV show.
Yeah.
About hockey.
It's so funny, though. I mean, everybody was wearing jerseys. Everybody was wearing this stuff. It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool. And then on Sunday, we went and got manicures, because of course.
Oh,
okay. And then we were very fancy. We went to tea at Raffles, that new fancy
hotel.
We went to Long Bar and had the tea service, and it was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
What time does high tea happen?
They do it like from 2 to 4, I want to say. Our reservations were at 4.
Okay.
And it's just such a beautiful space. It's on the 17th floor. The view is crazy. It was just really fun. She wanted to do it, so we did it. And so it was a great time. And then I took her to the airport on the way into work this morning.
Steve is from Marlboro. Had a lot going on this weekend. Hey, Steve. Hello. Yeah, this might not be working today. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. B-Side, are you there?
I am there. Hi.
Okay. I don't know what's going on with Steve. How are you? How was your weekend?
It was good. So I was telling Jubu that I am an executive producer of a podcast for the last 10 years. And for the last 6 years, every November, I meet with a group of guys and we talk about Movember. So we talk about men's physical health and men's mental health. And for the last couple of years, we've focused more on men's mental health.
Mm.
And last night, I spoke with a new group of men from the same group of Movember men. And we spoke on men's mental health. And they were a great group of guys. And I was just really excited. And they are just, you know, it was really good conversation to have. And I think it was beautiful.
I applaud what you did. That is so remarkable.
What is the name of the podcast and where can we find it?
It's called Alicia Unleashed. You can Google it. It's on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Music. It is hosted by Good Morning Gloucester. And we have been doing this for about 10 years now.
Look at you.
You're just always doing good things.
Thank you.
Nice job. Go look it up.
Thanks, sweetie.
Alicia Unleashed.
Alicia Unleashed.
Friday, I did something that I had really never done before. I couldn't believe Barrett let me do this. But he let me play Fortnite with him and his friend on the PlayStation.
Bro.
Yeah, I know.
Did you like mess up anything?
Oh, I'm awful. I'm terrible.
And
he is no fun. He's no fun to play with.
Is he a taskmaster?
He's just, yes. And, you know, there's 50, you know, controllers back in our day, Kennedy, you had like an A and a B button and that was it. Controllers now have like 12 buttons. There's multiple left and right on the backside of the controller. There's triggers. There's buttons on the top. There's multiple joysticks.
I'm out.
It's a lot. Dad, why didn't you hit R372865? And I'm like, bro, I don't even, like, he's like, why are you trying to shoot with your axe, with your pickaxe? I'm like, because I don't know what I'm doing. And he's not very understanding.
So how long did you get to play before they kicked you out?
I got to play for about an hour.
Oh.
And so what they would do is they would kill all of the bad guys, all the other people. And then when they would get to the last one, they would corner this person and then allow me to come in and shoot them. And it would take every bullet I had.
I am dead. That is so funny. Barrett, that's awesome.
And then
I wish you would have recorded that, though.
We watched the fight on Friday night,
uh-huh.
The farcical fight.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, we were at the Burlington Mall collecting mm-hmm. for 10,000 toys
sure
for girls
was,
and boys.
Sure
and I
was.
Just want to say this again. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, I can't. Thank you, guys. Every last one of you.
Yeah, all the pictures are up on the Carson and Kennedy Facebook page. We collected about 750 toys, I think it was, somewhere around
673.
673,
but
sorry, thank
optimism.
You. Sorry.
No.
673. We still have a very long way to go, but that was a big haul for one stop. And we're going to be.
Yes, can't wait.
At South Shore Plaza this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then on Sunday, I went clothes shopping at Assembly Row. I haven't done that one in a while.
How nice.
Yes, fighting all of the crowds.
Yes.
I don't know when's the last time you fought crowds.
I go to the mall at least twice a week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I don't do that. We mm-hmm. don't really have a mall around us anymore mm-hmm. where you do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So I. You
know, and I think Sunday afternoons are the worst. So.
Yeah, that's.
After
when,
church is the absolute.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. It's probably not the smartest.
We
move.
Left the mall. We got our nails done and left the mall Sunday around like 12:30-ish, and it was starting to get real, real crowded.
In fact, I waited in one store for about 15 minutes in line, and the line didn't move. I was like, I really don't want this sweatshirt that badly, and I laid it down
There's
and I walked
that.
Out.
There's that.
You know.
Well, you know.
So. 617-931-1234.
Carson, they got lots of stores in them.
Oh, now that mall is a good mall to shop at. I don't know why I didn't go shopping at Burlington Mall when we were there. I guess I didn't even think about it.
Honestly, I didn't think of anything else
yeah,
except toys.
It was true. It was a lot. I like Lana to go with me, too. She
sure.
helps me out a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, it's always nice to have somebody.
Yeah, where I can come out and go,
100%.
Does it?
You need to have the montage moment from the movie.
What? Okay.
When you come out in different outfits and they're
yeah.
like, yes, no,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah,
no.
Yeah, that happens
100%. 100%.
Yeah. It's mostly a lot of no. With me.
That's okay.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy. Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text us at that number, 617-931-1234. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Michelle is from Drake It. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
What exhibit did you go to?
The Titanic Artifact exhibit in Boston.
How was it?
It is so respectfully done and wonderful. I'm a self-proclaimed Titanic nerd, not like the movie, just the whole history behind it.
Mm.
There were so many people there, and it was just silent. It was just so respectfully done with all the artifacts. You saw playing cards that looked better than the ones I have in my house. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Where is the exhibit happening?
It's somewhere in Boston. I can't remember exactly where. It's like in a little castle-like building. It was so easy to get to. We went to on the train, got off the T. I think like Arlington.
It's the Castle right at Park Plaza.
The Castle of Park Plaza.
Yeah, that's where they have a lot steakhouse. Of these, where they have a lot of these interactive exhibits and right. stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. It was. I highly recommend it. It was beautifully done. They had a replica of the Grand Staircase and so many artifacts that they recovered from the floor. And you could touch a piece of it. They had a little small piece you could stick your finger on.
Wow.
That is super cool. Nice. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Michelle. We appreciate that. I might want to see that. That sounds like it's really interesting.
It looks like it goes through next year, so you've got some time.
Okay, good. Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a text from the 508. Did something happen to Dan? Is he sick? Yes, Dan is out. He had a medical emergency over the weekend. He is recovering. Mm-hmm. We spoke with him and his girlfriend Kaylee yesterday mm-hmm. on a group call. And he's going to be out all of this week, and mm-hmm. hopefully he'll be back at some point next week.
But he was in really good spirits. He was yep. laughing and stuff, so he's doing the best that he can.
Right.
Let him heal, all right?
Yes, well, don't bother him. Leave him alone. Let him rest up. Let him getting back to feeling
Please,
better.
Thank you.
Yes, and our former intern, Jubu, is going to be filling in all this week for producer Dan. Thank you at the last minute.
I mean,
for...
you're a good doobie.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So you've been working behind the scenes for the promotions department.
Yes.
Since you left the internship. It's good to have you back in. Did yeah. you like getting up this morning?
No, I did not. It was an hour earlier than when I used to intern, yeah. too.
Yes, we used to get to come in at 6.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Now you have to do actual work and come in at 5. Yep.
It's good to be back, though. I kind of missed it. It's been a while since I've really talked to you guys, I feel like.
I know. You guys are back there working so hard,
yep.
keeping everything together.
Yeah.
What about this weekend? What'd you get into?
So my boyfriend plays football,
right.
and he had his very last football game ever on Saturday, so I went to go watch
That's
him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun.
I remember my ex-husband's last football game. It was a very big deal.
Mm.
Yes. It was a very big deal.
Yeah, very emotional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it
He's probably
was,
been playing since he was very young, right?
Yep, since he was like 3 or 4, something like that.
Right, so he plays in college,
yep.
I guess, in the area.
Yep. Now he's got to grow up.
Yeah,
womp, womp.
I know.
How
so
was the
sad.
Game?
They lost, but, you know, it's okay. They played well.
They had a good time. We're all yeah. still friends.
Yeah.
Is it a thing where you, like, take flowers and give them to him after the game and walk out on the field or anything like that?
We took a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah, we went out afterwards.
Oh, okay. So. How long have you guys been dating? Because I felt like you were single here. Like, you had been yeah, dating a guy at college and then you broke up.
Yeah. It's been almost 9 months.
Oh.
So.
I'm happy for you, sweet girl.
Thank you.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing. Real quick, let me grab our good friend Corey from Medford, Kennedy.
Good morning.
What did you get into over the weekend?
Well, of course, Saturday I had to do the stop at the Carson Kennedy Toy Drive.
Can I tell you Saturday. How many people were like, "Where's who is that in that shirt? Where do you get that shirt?" Everyone loved your shirt.
It was very shimmery.
It actually seemed to cause a little bit of staring as I was driving in on the shirt because it was a bright, sunny day. And when you're wearing a shirt made out of sequins, it tends to attract attention.
You're a driving hazard, Corey.
I am here for it.
Well, Kennedy can't be the only driving hazard.
Ouch, bro.
I love you, sweetie.
Now, what else did you do this weekend, Corey?
Sunday, I slept in for the first time in a couple of months and watched TV. And then later, I actually started the Thanksgiving shopping.
Oh, yeah, it's that time. I actually slept in on Saturday morning because we stayed up to watch the fight. And I slept in till about 8. And then I got up and I went and got on the couch. And then I slept for another hour and a half. I think I slept until about 9:30 on Saturday morning.
Good for you.
I haven't done that in a
long
time.
Napping is the bestest.
Oh, my God, it was so good. All right, thanks for calling in, Corey. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
Bye, guys.
Carson and Kennedy. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Did you post that picture?
Was
that
not your... yet.
Okay.
I can, though.
Yeah, I probably want to.
Okay, I'll do it right this second.
So.
Do you tell the story, I will do the rest.
Okay. I the other morning, it's like 4:15, 4:30. I've taken a shower, and I'm getting ready to leave the house to come to work.
As one does.
And I went back into the bathroom, which I normally don't do once I get dressed. I get dressed in the closet. I come out. I grab my phone, which is usually sitting on the edge of the counter in the bathroom. I go and give Lana a kiss goodnight or a kiss goodbye, and then I leave. That's the routine every morning.
Yeah.
But for some reason, when I walk back into the bathroom and grab my phone, I caught a glimpse in the mirror of what I was wearing.
Sure.
Never really noticed it in a mirror before for some reason.
Okay.
I was wearing my Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour shirt that she sent to us.
Yes.
She, humble brag, she sent us some swag.
Yes.
And it is a huge graphic of her on
yeah.
the front.
Yeah.
I don't know what that graphic is from. It's from maybe the Eras Tour or whatever.
Yeah. But it's just a big picture of her.
It is a huge Taylor Swift photo, like graphic, white on blue.
Yes.
Ginormous Taylor Swift head.
Yeah.
On my shirt. And I've never noticed how big it is. And I'm looking.
You've literally worn that shirt like
I have,
times.
But I've just never seen it on myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Maybe. You've seen it on me. I have the same shirt.
I just never
That's
noticed
so
it.
Funny.
And so when I look in the mirror, I'm like, this is interesting. So I'm like, this is kind of funny. I'm gonna take a picture. I'm gonna do a bathroom selfie.
And you thought it was strange because you were wearing, as a grown man, this picture of this woman on your front.
Yes, absolutely.
That is what was going through your mind.
Absolutely.
Do I look ridiculous? Should I not be wearing this shirt? That was going through your head.
Right.
Got it.
And so I'm gonna take a bathroom selfie. And I don't take bathroom selfies. I know there's an art
Which
to it.
It's unfortunate because nowhere else should you take them.
I don't know how to take them.
Perfect.
So I grab my phone and I'm trying to think what the caption would be. Again, this is all happening at like 4:20, 4:30 in the morning. And I'm looking at myself, just thinking how ridiculous this is, trying to figure out where the camera's supposed to go, trying to figure out what the caption is. And I'm doing that thing. Do you know how when you're posing for a photo and you're trying to get the right angle? Because I don't know how to take a bathroom selfie. So I'm trying to
Well, you want to get the right angle. You want to make sure your face looks right.
And I'm getting a little bit of a smile. And what kind of smile? Is it a goofy smile? Is it a smug smile? What kind of smile is it? All of these things are happening.
Like, we've all seen that person out and about in public doing what you're just explaining.
Right.
Because those people, it's so cringeworthy, whatever. But in your own bathroom, you think you have safety.
I have safety.
And boy, were you wrong.
And in that moment, I hear, "What are you doing?" And I about jump out of my clothes, and I turn and look, and there's Lana coming up from the stairs downstairs. And she's at, because we have stairways to lead up to our bedroom. And she's standing, like, at the top of the stairs, just in shock. And I'm like, "What?" And she's like, "I've been standing there for like 30 seconds and you didn't even know I was there." And I was like, where were you? She's like, well, I got up while you were in the shower. And I went downstairs to get some water. And it took me a minute. And then I came back up and just watched you for 30 seconds in front of this mirror. What are you doing?
So she's watching you pose.
Yes.
Watching you pose. Just yes. Letting you have your moment. And then at your most cringe moment, she decides to let you know she's there.
Scare the daylights out of
her. Oh, it's so good. I wish you would have recorded it. There's nothing in my life I would have loved to see more.
So I took the photo.
Yeah.
I've given the photo to Kennedy. Kennedy's going to post it online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Any thoughts on the photo?
Well, to be frank, like, I almost wish you had taken 10 and we had a whole carousel of all of the
well,
ones
I have
that
a couple.
No,
I only took 2.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, but at the same time, yes, looking at you taking a bathroom selfie is pretty funny.
Yeah, there's only 2. I wasn't going to take 10 of them.
You know, I wanted to see the whole progression because I know with that, I do the same thing at home.
Right.
I'll take a few pictures, just whatever, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be alone. You can't be the only person this has happened to. Surely there are people out there who have been caught in an embarrassing situation trying to take a photo.
I'd like to do it for the gram.
Doing it for the gram.
Doing it for the TikTok. Because we're influencers.
Carson and Kennedy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.